Buddha, or Buddha Gautama, also known as Shakyamuni Buddha, was a great spiritual master from ancient India. Born as Prince Siddhartha Gautama in 5th century BC, he would have naturally inherited the vast wealth of a kingdom. However, the prince one day left the palace life in search of spiritual knowledge. After years of contemplative seeking, the Buddha attained enlightenment under the Bodhi tree. He then shared the merits of his practice by providing a method for other sentient beings to be freed from the cycle of death and rebirth. The rich treasury of Buddha's spiritual teachings on universal truths are studied and revered to this day for their deep wisdom and compassion. Today we would like to share with you the sage teachings of the Buddha in the Holy Tipitaka, excerpted from the Samyutta Nikaya, or the grouped discourses.
Samyutta Nikaya, the grouped discourses. Ogatarana Sutta, crossing over the flood. Thus I have heard. On one occasion, the Buddha was staying near Savadhi in Jetta Grove, Anuttapindika's park. Then a certain Deva, in the dark of the night, her extreme radiance lighting up the entirety of Jetta Grove, went to the Blessed One. On arrival, having bowed down to him, she stood to one side. As she was standing there, she said to him, "Tell me, dear Lord, how you crossed over the flood."
"I crossed over the flood without pushing forward, without staying in place."
"But how, dear Lord, did you cross over the flood without pushing forward, without staying in place?"
"When I pushed forward, I was whirled about. When I stayed in place, I sank. And so I crossed over the flood without pushing forward, without staying in place. At long last, I see a Brahmin, totally unbound, who, without pushing forward, without staying in place, has crossed over the entanglements of the world."
That is what the Deva said. The teacher approved. Realizing that the teacher has approved of me, she bowed down to him, circumambulated him, keeping him to her right, and then vanished right there.
Upaniyam Sutta doomed. Thus I have heard. At one time the Buddha was staying near Savadhi at Jetta Grove in Anuttapindika's park. Now a certain Deva, as the night was passing away, lighting up the whole Jetta Grove with his effulgent beauty, approached the Blessed One and, having approached, stood on one side. Standing thus on one side, the Deva spoke this verse before the Blessed One.
"Life but leads to doom. Our time is short. From decay thus naught can keep us safe. Contemplating thus the fear of death, let's make merit that will bring us bliss."
The Blessed One replied, "Life but leads to doom. Our time is short. From decay there's naught can keep us safe. Contemplating thus this fear of death, scorn such worldly bait, seek final peace."
Mana Kamal Sutta, Vain Conceits. The Deva spoke this verse, "Who has not tamed all vain conceits? Who lacks in wisdom, uncontrolled? Heedless in the woods may dwell alone, yet will not escape the realm of death."
The Blessed One replied, "Who, concentrated, leaves conceits behind, his heart and mind set fair and wholly freed, heedful dwelling in the woods alone, shall indeed escape the realm of death."
Aranya Sutta, The Wilderness. Standing to one side, a Deva addressed the Buddha with a verse, "Living in the wilderness, staying peaceful, remaining chaste, eating just one meal a day. Why are their faces so bright and serene?
The Buddha said, "They don't sorrow over the past, don't long for the future. They survive on the present. That's why their faces are bright and serene. From longing for the future, from sorrowing over the past, fools wither away like green reed cut down."
Dukkharam or Kumul Sutta, Difficult or the Tortoise. The Deva spoke this verse, "Hard it is to keep and hard to bear. Recluse life for him who lacks the skill. Obstacles abound, the fool is lost. How long can he endure the holy life if he cannot hold his heart in check? Caught now here, now there, he stumbles, falls."
The Blessed One replied, "As the tortoise draws into his shell, each limb, the monk, withdrawn, with mind applied, unattached, and doing harm to none, passions wholly stilled, dwells blaming none."
Samiti Sutta, Samiti. Thus have I heard. At one time the Blessed One was staying at Raajagaha in the Tabudaha Park. Now the Venerable Samiti, as dawn approached, arose and went to the hot springs to bathe. Having bathed, he came out of the hot springs and stood, clad in a single garment, drying his limbs. Then a certain she-deva, as the night was passing away, lighting up the entire hot springs lake with her effulgent beauty, approached the Venerable Samiti, and hovering in the air, addressed him thus in verse. "Having had no sport, monk seeking alms. Having none today, just seeking alms. Why not get your fill, monk, then seek alms, lest your fleeting hour should slip away?"
Samiti replied, "Hour, you say? But I know not the hour. Hidden is my hour, and not revealed. Therefore, self-restrained, I just seek alms, lest my fleeting hour would slip away."
Then the she-deva came down to earth and said to Samiti, "We are young, Bhikkhu, to have left the world, black-haired with the bloom of youth. In your youthful prime, you do not enjoy the pleasures of the senses. Get your fill, Bhikkhu, of human pleasures. Don't reject the present moment to pursue what time will bring."
"I, friend, do not reject the present moment to pursue what time will bring. I reject what time will bring to pursue the present moment. Time's pleasures, friend, as the Blessed One has said, are fraught with pain, fraught with tribulation, leading to greater danger. This Dhamma is here present, out of time, inviting inspection, leading onward, to be realized by the wise each for himself."
"In what way, Bhikkhu, has the Blessed One said that time's pleasures are fraught with pain, fraught with tribulation, and leading to greater danger? In what way is this Dharma here, present, out of time, inviting inspection, leading onward, to be realized by the wise each for himself?"
"I, friend, am fresh, having not long left the world, a newcomer. I am not able to explain in detail this Dhamma and disciple, but the Buddha, the Arahant, the fully self-enlightened one, is staying at Rajagaha in the Tapada Park. Go to the Blessed One and ask him about the matter, then bear in the mind the explanation he gives to you."
"It is not easy for us, Bhikkhu, to approach the Blessed One. He is surrounded by other devas of great power. If you, Bhikkhu, will approach the Blessed One and ask him about the matter, then perhaps we can come to hear the teaching."
"Very well, friend,"
the Venerable Samiti replied to her, and he went to the Buddha, made his obeisance, and sat down to one side. He then told the whole story in identical words to the Buddha.
"If, Lord, that Deva was telling the truth, she is right here, not far away."
When he had said this, the Deva said to the Venerable Samiti, "Ask him, Bhikkhu, ask him. I've managed to get here."
Then the Buddha addressed the Deva in verse, those who go by names, who go by concepts, making their abode in names and concepts, failing to discern the naming process, these are subject to the reign of death. He who has discerned the naming process does not suppose that one who names exists. No such case exists for him in truth, whereby one could say, he's this or that. If you know what this means, tell me, fairy.
Lord, I do not fully grasp the meaning of what your blessedness has expressed in brief. It would be well for me, Lord, if your blessedness would explain in full what has been expressed in brief, that I may know its meaning.
The Blessed One said, Equal I am, or better, of less degree. All such idle fancies lead to strife. Who's unmoved by all these three conceits, such vain distinctions leaves unmade. If you know what this means, tell me, fairy.
Lord, neither do I full grasp the meaning of this which your blessedness has expressed in brief. It would be well for me, Lord, if your blessedness would explain in full what has been explained in brief, that I may know its meaning.
The Blessed One said, Who labels not and holds no vain conceits, has cut off craving here for name and form, free from bonds and pain, with no desires, vainly seeking, none will find that man, neither gods nor men, on earth, above, not in heaven, nor in any sphere. If you know what this means, tell me, fairy.
Lord, the meaning of what your blessedness has expressed in brief, I understand in full like this. One should do no evil by one's speech, not anywhere, by body or in thought. Leave desires, be mindful and aware, thus avoiding pain that's purposeless. Araham Sutta, the Arahant. Deva said, He who's an Arahant, his work achieved, free from taints, in finer body clad. That monk still might use such words as I, still perchance might say, they call this mine. Would such a monk be prone to vain conceits?
The Blessed One said, Bonds are gone for him without conceits. All delusions, chains are cast aside. Truly wise, he's gone beyond such thoughts. That monk still might use words as I, still perchance might say, they call this mine. Well aware of common worldly speech, he would speak conforming to such use.
Adita Sutta, or the House on Fire. I have heard that on one occasion the Buddha was staying near Savati in Jetta's Grove, Anathapindika's monastery. Then a certain Deva, in the dark of the night, her extreme radiance lighting up the entirety of Jetta's Grove, went to the Blessed One, and on arrival, having bowed down to him, stood to one side. As she was standing there, she recited these verses in the Blessed One's presence.
When a house is on fire, the vessel salvaged is the one that will be of use, not the one left there to burn. So when the world is on fire, with aging and death, one should salvage one's wealth by giving. What's given is well salvaged. What's given bears fruit as pleasure. What isn't given does not. Thieves take it away, or kings, it gets burnt by fire or lost. Then in the end, one leaves the body together with one's possessions. Knowing this, the intelligent man enjoys possessions and gives. Having enjoyed and given in line with his means, uncensured he goes to the heavenly state.
Kindada Sutta, a giver of what? A Deva said, A giver of what is a giver of strength? A giver of what? A giver of beauty? A giver of what? A giver of ease? A giver of what? A giver of vision? And who is a giver of everything? Being asked, please explain this to me.
The Buddha said, A giver of food is a giver of strength, a giver of clothes, a giver of beauty. a giver of a vehicle, a giver of ease, a giver of a lamp, a giver of vision. And the one who gives a residence is the one who is a giver of everything. But the one who teaches the Dhamma is a giver of the deathless.
Icha Sutta, Desire. A Deva said, "With what is the world tied down? With the subduing of what is it freed? With the abandoning of what are all bonds cut through?"
The Buddha: "With desire the world is tied down. With the subduing of desire it's freed. With the abandoning of desire all bonds are cut through."
Gatva Sutta, Having Killed. As she was standing to one side, a Deva recited this verse to the Blessed One. "Having killed what, do you sleep in ease? Having killed what, do you not grieve? Of the slaying of what one thing does Gautama approve?"
The Buddha said, "Having killed anger, you sleep in ease. Having killed anger, you do not grieve. The noble ones praise the slaying of anger, with its honeyed crust and poison root. For having killed it, you do not grieve."
We thank you for your company today for Between Master and Disciples here on Supreme Master Television. Planet Earth, our loving home, is up next after noteworthy news. May all your noble dreams come true.